Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Thursday edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. And here we find that the expected return of Christ has caused confusion among the Thessalonians because there were those who believed that the day of the Lord had already occurred. And Paul seeks to correct this notion and speaks of the wicked one who will be opposed to Christ. The chapter concludes with Paul encouraging the Thessalonians to remain faithful to the truth, which Paul has taught, and reminding them that they were chosen for salvation. And God's saving word for us this Thursday morning is encouragement. So let's begin reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 at verse 1. Now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to be with him, I beg you, my friends, do not be so easily confused in your thinking or upset by the claim that the day of the Lord has already come. Perhaps it is thought that we said this while we were prophesying or preaching, or that we wrote it in a letter. But do not let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the final rebellion takes place and the wicked one appears, who is destined to hell. He will oppose every so-called god or object of worship and will put himself above them all. He will even go in and sit down in God's temple and claim to be God. Do you remember? I told you all this while I was with you. Yet there is something that keeps this from happening now, and you know what it is. At the proper time, then the wicked one will appear. The mysterious wickedness is already at work, but what is going to happen will not happen until the one who holds it back is taken out of the way. Then the wicked one will be revealed, but when the Lord Jesus comes, he will kill him with the breath from his mouth and destroy him with his dazzling presence. The wicked one will come with power of Satan and perform all kinds of false miracles and wonders, and use every kind of wicked deceit on those who will perish. They will perish because they did not welcome and love the truth so as to be saved. And so God sends the power of error who work in them so that they believe what is false. The result is that all who have not believed the truth but have taken pleasure in sin will be condemned. We must thank God at all times for you, friends, you whom the Lord loves. For God chose you as the first to be saved by the Spirit's power to make you his holy people and by your faith in the truth. God called you to this through the good news that we preach to you. He called you to possess your share of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, our friends, stand firm and hold on to those truths which we taught you, both in our preaching and in our letter. May the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and in his grace gave us unfailing courage and firm hope, encourage you and strengthen you to always do and say what is good. And today's verse is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, where Paul writes, "May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and in his grace gave us unfailing courage and a firm hope, encourage you and strengthen you to always do and say what is good." And so again, Paul is addressing this question of when is Jesus coming back? When is that great and glorious day? And he tells us that, well, there is a wicked one who has yet to be revealed, and to realize, for each of us to realize that this wickedness is unlike anything that any of us had ever seen before. And when we see this level of wickedness arise, we can be sure that the time for God's appearing is drawing nigh, growing close. So let us pray. Lord God, help me to remain firm and strong in faith and to hold fast to your teachings. My hope is in you. Continue to guide me in the way of your truth and strengthen me to always do and say what is good. Amen. Well, look at that. Our Thursday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 18, where the Apostle Paul asked the Thessalonians to pray for him and his co-workers. Until Friday morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you. May God bring your whole family to salvation, and he will give you the strength and the courage to let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and they glorify Father God. God bless.